Haskell, brother and sister, S.N. Elms Haven, St. Helena, California, November 26, 1903. Dear brother and sister Haskell, at this time 2 years ago, I was in South Lancaster. As the result of a ride between South Lancaster and Clinton in cold weather, I was taken very sick. I should then have gone direct to Battle Creek instead of going around by New York. The results of that journey nearly cost me my life. But the Lord preserved me, and I have been engaged in the conflict ever since. I wish I could see you, but I dare not say to you what I would like to say. I would like to invite you to come and spend some time with us, but I dare not urge you to do this. They need you in the South. Dr. Kellogg writes me that he has asked you to come to Battle Creek. We need more laborers in Washington to help in establishing the work in that new and important center. I dare not say one word as to what you ought to do. I leave you to be taught of God. Let the Lord, the captain of your salvation, give you your orders. Be careful not to overwork. Do not take on burdens that you should avoid. We want the aged men of experience preserved to us. We need them especially at this time to bear earnest, decided testimony to the faith once delivered to the saints. Our people need to understand the reasons of our faith and our past experiences. How sad it is that so many of our people apparently place unlimited confidence in men who present theories tending to uproot our past experiences and to remove the old landmarks. Those who can be so easily led by a false spirit show that they have been following the wrong captain for some time, so long that they do not discern that they are departing from the faith or that they are not building upon the true foundation. We need to urge all to put on their spiritual eyeglasses, to have their eyes anointed, that they may see clearly and discern the true pillars of the faith, and say, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his." 2 Timothy 2, verse 19. We need to revive the old evidences of the faith once delivered to the saints. Every conceivable, fanciful, and deceptive doctrine will be presented by men who think that they have the truth. Some are now teaching that children will be born in the new earth. Is this present truth? Who has inspired these men to present such a theory? Did the Lord give any one such views? No. Those things which are revealed are for us and for our children, but upon subjects not revealed and having naught to do with our salvation, silence is eloquence. These strange ideas should not even be mentioned, much less taught as essential truths. We have reached a time when things are to be called by their right name. As we did in the earlier days, we must arise and, under the Spirit of God, rebuke the work of deception. Some of the sentiments now expressed are the alpha of some of the most fanatical ideas that could be presented. Teachings similar to those we had to meet soon after 1844 are being taught by some who occupy important positions in the work of God. In New Hampshire, in Vermont, and in other places, we had to resist the stealthy, deceptive work of fanaticism. Presumptuous sins were entered into, and unholy lusts were freely indulged by some under the cloak of sanctification. The doctrine of spiritual free love was advocated. We saw the fulfillment of the scripture that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. Will those who have been deceived by the art of the great deceiver now make a decided change? Oh, that they might realize how they have dishonored God. Men standing in responsible positions have presented in subtle scientific words their human ideas of God. But I take no pleasure in dwelling upon these matters. The Lord has a care for his sheep, and he will not permit them to be deceived and destroyed. We must all make a determined effort to save the souls of those who have been deceived.